This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
The pocket throws long in middle. Anderson's there, caught 10, 5, touchdown! Gives to McCaffrey on the counter. McCaffrey to the 10, McCaffrey to the 5, and McCaffrey insists on the end zone. Touchdown, Carolina. It's a fake. Darnold keeps it and will score. Carolina leads 6-0.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Oh, extra energy. Because it is day one, Carolina Panthers training camp. Day one. Who's excited? Tier.
Let's go.
Your national nightmare is over.
Yes.
You no longer have to give a damn about baseball because football season is here.
So a few weeks ago when you were out, when the NHL playoffs, basketball, NBA playoffs, it all ended.
Yeah.
Hayes Permar declared sports were over.
Right.
They're just done for the year. But now we can say they're back.
Oh, they're back.
They're back. Sports are back, people.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many things to talk about. There's a thousand things we could talk about the Carolina Panthers, and we will talk about, I don't know, one of them. We got a lot of things to do today otherwise. But, yes, day one, Panthers training camp today. It is report day. We'll get to that in just a second. Before we start, I promised, sometimes we try to give a little public service announcement at the start of the show. By the way, it's the Adam Gold Show. Yeah. Probably should tell everybody what the name of the show is just in case you're not.
They heard it in the intro.
Although, if you're watching it on TV, it might even come up on the bottom. I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. But there's a big sign behind me. Look at that right there. It says the Adam Gold Show. So that's me. Dennis Cox is here. He's responsible for what the screens say. And you can find us on TV, Android, Apple, Roku, Fire TV. If you're local to the Raleigh market, 1257 on Spectrum Cable, 34.1 over the air on an antenna, WRALSportsFan.com. It's WRAL Sports Plus, and that's real good. You can get the app and put it on your screens at home, which I have at home. I have three Fire TVs and a Roku TV.
Okay.
So, there you go. So, you can watch us, and you can see all the snazzy stuff that we have. I was coming in today, dropped my car off to get a couple of things done, and because I had some meetings, blah, blah, blah. So, I took an Uber, 5 miles away. No big deal. Took an Uber into the station, so I didn't have to wait for the car and set myself back for the day. So, I have a public service announcement for people who drive Ubers. And I have had nothing but great experiences from Uber drivers. Really, mm-hmm. Nothing but great. I have no problems at all with the people who, I've seen the commercials. It's the side hustle, right? It's good. Great cars, clean cars, all of that. Although there was a little bit of a funky smell at the one in Charlotte. But neither here nor there. This would be, for the drivers, a very good mantra to follow. After pleasantries, hi, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. After pleasantries, let the passenger dictate whether or not there is constant conversation.
Okay.
That's all I ask. I am not opposed to having a discussion with the Uber driver, but that will be on my term, not the driver's term. If you want a good rating, if you want a good tip, and I tip all the drivers, everybody that you get something, let me determine whether or not we talk about something. I mean, we're not going to get into deep conversations, although today it happened.
Go on.
So I'm not going to get into the nature of the conversation, but let's just say that we were discussing things that sounded like a cult to me, but were normal to the driver. Don't make me tell you that you are expressing your belief in a cult during the drive. Don't put me in that position. I tried to be as soft about it as I can.
Was he a CrossFitter?
No. it was a she.
Oh, she.
And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. The conversation got way too deep that I was trying not to have, desperately not to have. You should be able to take social cues from the passenger that this person does not want to have this conversation. Don't keep coming back to it.
So she was trying to convert you? Is that what you're trying to say? Maybe?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just planting seeds, though.
Yeah. Please.
Okay.
Please. Uber drivers.
Lyft. We're not going to leave
and Lyft. Right? I've never actually done a Lyft.
Lyft's my go-to.
Okay, that's fine. They're essentially the same service, right? But I've never done a Lyft. And I assume this goes for the same for them. I'm begging you. Begging. Let me determine whether or not we talk. I happened to be like trying to get a bunch of things organized today and did not have time for the conversation, which I didn't have the choice unless I wanted to say, will you please shut up? And I didn't want to do that. Okay. And I didn't do that. So never mind. I'm just begging you. I'm begging you. I could go into more detail about the conversation, but we don't have time. And maybe later in the show I will.
Maybe.
I might have to come back to it.
I think you should.
I am scarred by what happened today.
I don't even know what you discussed.
I know. I know you don't. I didn't want to get into it. And because, again, I felt like I've been in scramble mode. Maybe because of the Uber driver. I don't know. I could have accomplished so much in that 11-minute ride. Also, the route you took. Garbage. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We're talking retirement and coach. I'm a simple guy, but I like colors. Tell me how I can color code money and get ready for retirement.
I like colors too. I like pictures.
Colors.
I like graphs. I don't like just a bunch of words. And so what we try to do is we try to break down all those words on your statement, all those numbers into three colors, red, green, yellow. People are amazed when they come in, and most of their money is in the red category.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now, red means high horsepower potential. It also means high loss potential. So you have to, it's a give and take. You can, are you willing to do that or that? Yellow means liquid money. You can get it any time. It's not going to earn anything. Green gives you safe growth, but also gives you lifetime income. As we get closer to retirement, we need some green accounts. We need the green zone, we call it. In Baghdad, green zone was important. Green zone's important for you, too. The next 10 people, Adam, it's a $1,000 value. Golden ticket we're going to put together for you, your very own total plan that has a green zone.
It's a traffic light. I hope it's green for you. 800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter. All right, let's get right to it. It was frustrating. It was very frustrating. All right, it is report day. Not report day. Yesterday was report day. Today was first practice day for the Carolina Panthers. And J.C. Horn didn't practice.
Oh, come on. Really?
What? Already?
We just got here.
Is it
already,
vet day?
He's already taking PTO?
Is it vet day? Anyway.
Is that carryover?
I don't know. No, it doesn't carry over from year to year. He's on the active pup list. And look, pups generally active, so there's some truth to that. But he's got soreness. He had a broken foot last year. Soreness, they say unrelated, but yesterday was their conditioning test day, and he's sore, which I don't know if there are other red flags that go up there, but didn't practice. This also came out from either earlier today or late yesterday. Scott Fitterer said the team is likely going to keep three quarterbacks on the roster. Well, duh. They said they weren't trading Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. They traded for Baker Mayfield, and I don't think they're going to release Matt Corral and hope he gets through waivers so they can put him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
So, duh. I hate to start a duh at 12:08. But there you go. There's a duh. But today, this is my own editorializing here. Today's the day that we'll almost certainly see Baker Mayfield leave Sam Darnold in the dust. They arrived, apparently, together today.
But
they're all staying in the dorms.
True.
Right? So, I don't know. Maybe they're roommates. I don't know how that works. That would be an interesting question, right? How do you determine who's the roommate?
Yeah.
Do you draw lots? Like, everybody, we'll pick two names out of a hat here. Hey, you guys are rooming together. I honestly don't know how it's done. Can you choose your own roommate?
Do you have to put, like, a request in?
Yeah, it's like when you go away to college. If you have somebody you'd like to room with, like Sam would like to room with Robbie Anderson. I don't know.
Put a selection in for your dorm hall and everything.
Exactly. Okay. Top bunk, bottom bunk. You got to come up with all of these things.
Choose your meal plan.
Did they stay in bunk beds?
I hope so.
I mean, that would
really
be awesome, wouldn't it?
I really hope they do.
If we were in Germany, I'd have to make your bed. Never mind. It's a movie reference that some people will understand. Do you get the movie reference?
I feel like I've heard it, but
right,
I can't say
fine.
I know it.
I'll just leave it there. On Twitter, @AGoldFan, if you got the movie reference, let me know what it is. I don't think we have anything to give away, but let me know what it is. All right, so that's Panthers world. Let's move on to other NFL matters. Normally, when everyone is constantly discussing the job security of a head coach, it's because they're likely going to be fired, right? So we've been hearing it now for 2 days already about the pressure on Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Except I will caution you, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, never does what you want him to do. And here's Jerry on Mike.
I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be. And I have choices.
He does. Look, I don't know if Jerry's really great at what he's trying to do. I think he is much better today than he was 10 years ago. Totally. I mean, no joke. I think Jerry Jones was a terrible general manager for a time. But I don't think he's a terrible general manager anymore. I think he's a pretty good one. I don't think he's great. He totally miscalculated the Dak Prescott thing.
Yeah.
And it cost him a lot more money than it should have. But hey, he's not the only one who's ever been in that position. I think they've done a pretty good job of drafting. They really have. But one thing that Jerry Jones has done is given his head coaches time. Jason Garrett was the head coach for how long?
Too long.
Yeah, well, that's the answer that almost every Cowboys fan will give you. But Jason Garrett was there for like a decade. And he was never better than okay. That's it. He was okay. Well, he wasn't terrible. At some point, it should have been obvious that Jason Garrett was never going to elevate Dallas to being that team. Even when they had really good years. They had some 12-win seasons, I think, under Garrett. But ultimately, he was just okay. But he stuck around for a long time. Now, Mike McCarthy, I believe, who does have a Super Bowl ring to his credit with the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy is a similar level coach. I think an upgrade over Garrett, but not great. Sort of the upgrade if you considered Jason Garrett equal to Sam Darnold. Mike McCarthy is Baker Mayfield. It's an upgrade, but we're not quite. Look, Mike McCarthy did the least he could possibly do with Aaron Rodgers. They were always good because when you have Aaron Rodgers, you are always going to be good. Always. So, but understanding the head coach is important, rather the owner, the decision maker here is important. And unless Dallas sucks, Mike McCarthy's going to be the coach. And Dallas has good personnel, so they'll likely be a, I'll just say, 10-11 win team. Let's just say 11-6. Mm-hmm. Right? That they might even win that division with 11 wins. I like Philadelphia in that division better.
Yeah.
But they might even win that division. But Mike McCarthy is still just Mike McCarthy. So, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower. I have been.
I trust that. I trust that. Yesterday's big story was the embarrassing clause in the contract of Kyler Murray, mandated 4 hours of homework each week. In other words, basically they sent Kyler Murray back to the seventh grade. Cliff Kingsbury, my son had about 4 hours of homework a week last year. We couldn't even get him to do that. Maybe I should put a clause in his contract.
You should.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, was asked if Murray's work habits in that area concerned him.
I have not. When I watch what he's done since he got here the first year, and then his development in all areas, all he's done is gotten dramatically better each and every year. And that's what I judge it by. And, you know, there's a handful of quarterbacks that you can win a Super Bowl with in this league, and we feel like he's one of them.
Yeah. Were you... Give me your level of being convinced by that, Dennis.
Level of concern or convincing?
Convincing.
Oh.
How much did that convince you on a scale of 1 to 10?
One.
Really? Okay, I'm a little higher than that, but not much. I mean, yeah. I'm like at a 4.
Okay.
I'm like at a 4. Like, I don't think Kyler Murray has gotten dramatically better at anything. I'm not saying he hasn't improved, but... I mean, Kyler Murray stepped into the league and he looks pretty similar to that Kyler Murray. I mean, the numbers say this. the numbers say that he stepped into the league as a good player. He's a good player. So, and by the way, it's more than a handful that can win a Super Bowl. Because he didn't say carry you to a Super Bowl. Like that you can win a Super Bowl with. The number is more than a handful.
Yeah.
Based on the level of your team, the overall roster. Anyway, it didn't sound convincing to me, but that could just be Cliff Kingsbury's personality. He does not have any Sean McVay in him, right? McVay is Mr. Personality. By the way, did you see...
I'm a big McVay fan.
I like him too. See Kyle Shanahan? This is Trey Lance's team.
Yes.
Like, flat out.
Yeah.
This is Trey Lance's team. Wow. They have Jimmy Garoppolo did a pretty good job as a starting quarterback for a few years for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Either Kyle can't wait to get Jimmy out of town. Maybe he's appalled that Jimmy's grandmother doesn't cook.
Maybe.
You've seen that commercial, right?
I think so.
Where Jimmy's grandmother, if that's in fact Jimmy's grandmother, she goes, "I don't cook. Good thing you're handsome." You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is handsome. Maybe Kyle Shanahan is threatened by Garoppolo's handsomeness. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, Kyle Shanahan, all in. This is Trey Lance's team. Good luck to Jimmy Garoppolo in his next endeavor.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
All right, one more thing in football. Julio Jones to the Bucks. Interesting signing there. More on that and other matters with Will Brinson today, and that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget, we are talking Eagles today at 2:30.
You're talking Philadelphia.
Philadelphia today at 2:30. Next.
You were in Italy. I got a top bunk.
There you go. There you go. Stripes, baby.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
We were in Germany. I'd have to make your bet. Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly what the PGA Tour wanted to hear. LIV Golf is expanding to 14 tournaments next year, a year ahead of schedule. They initially announced that it would go to 10 next year and then 14 in 2024, but they're getting to 14 next year. They're going to play for $405 million in those 14 events next year, or almost what the PGA Tour offers for three times the events this year. All right, PGA Tour offers, I think, 42 events, and it's about $470 million in purse. So, and remember all the differences between the tournaments, smaller fields, you know, no cut, all that. Look, none of the events will conflict with majors again, or the Ryder Cup, or the heritage events like the Players' Championship, Arnold Palmer's tournament, Tiger Woods tournament in L.A., Jack's tournament, things like that. So players, according to Greg Norman, the CEO of LIV Golf, players are free to choose where they want to play. Of course, that's BS, because the overwhelming majority of the players that they have essentially bought from the PGA Tour are under contract and have to play LIV events. Maybe they'll be allowed to miss a couple of LIV events, but they have to play LIV events. So these guys are not going to play 24 events a year if they don't have to. So that whole thing is total garbage. But regardless, it is a bigger tour. And I will say this, having read enough about what they're planning on doing, there's a lot of very cool things that the tour itself and the organization are planning. Like, I'm not here to slam all of it. There are a lot of things that they are planning that don't sound completely awful to people who are fans of golf. And I am obviously in that boat. They did not mention field size. They did not mention format. And both are issues if LIV Golf wants to get official world golf ranking points. They have already applied for them at the beginning of July. If they want rankings points, they need to expand their fields to at least 70, and they need to go to 72 holes. The story that I read did not include either of those changes, which means they may not get world golf rankings points, which means that it's going to be difficult if players have major championship aspirations, because the four majors ain't fans of LIV Golf. So keep that in mind. By the way, the PGA Tour announced yesterday that FedEx Cup standings will be altered to eliminate the players who left the PGA Tour.
Okay.
And so if you are, ultimately it's going to be 10 or 11 players before the playoffs begin. So if you are 136th in the standings, you will get into the first playoff event, because it was top 125, and they will extend out, eliminating the players who are no longer on the PGA Tour. Those players will all get paid based on where they ultimately finish. So they're not taking the money away. They're just saying you can't, you're just not going to participate because you're not. You chose not to. All right, one quick thing before we get out of here. We're going to talk about the Big Ten in a little bit. We'll do that with Chip Patterson. I will say this.
Razzle-dazzle!
Oh, man, that whole scene. I don't know if it's one of Bill Murray's best.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great role that was. One quick thing here. I don't know if anybody saw this, but Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletic Director, this is yesterday from Big Ten Media Day, said, you can't ignore persistent talk about a 16-team playoff. And my response to that is, well, if you haven't heard it, you can.
Yeah.
And I really haven't had, I mean, I've heard people mention a 16-team playoff, but I haven't heard it mentioned persistently like we have the 12-team playoff, or even 8. So I'm wondering, and I'll just throw this out there, and then we have to go to break. A season-long, 64-team, triple elimination tournament. That's the season.
Okay.
No, we no longer have a conference schedule. We have 64 teams, triple elimination tournament.
Okay.
When you lose a third game, bye. You're out.
Okay.
You're done. That's it. Think about that. We got to make a bracket of that.
I could make this bracket.
All right.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.